Who were you created to be? There was a time in my life that I completely lost sight of who I was created to be and had no idea what the will of God was for my life. It was one of the darkest moments of my life, but also the beginning of one of the greatest miracles I have ever experienced. In this episode, I will share my personal testimony of rediscovering me and reflecting on the topic of identity. Thank you for listening to the Break Free and Get Fit podcast with me, your host, Dr. Janelle Taveras. This purpose-driven and powerful podcast will provide you with the necessary strategies and tools to break free from everything limiting your full potential to live a fit life. It's God's desire for you to be fit, healthy and whole, missing nothing. Jesus has already done his part. Now it's your turn to do your part to co-labor with him. Success in life doesn't happen by accident, but is a result of your day-to-day choices. Listen to every episode with an open heart and hear the voice of God speaking to you and guiding your next steps. Let's get into today's episode. One of my deepest issues when it came to fitness was trying to be who I was not created to be. My eyes were on the images of beauty and fitness that culture provided, and I felt like I had to be perfect and was chasing something that was not designed for me. Maybe your story is a little bit different, but maybe you can relate. I had it all backwards, where I was believing that fitness was who I was and allowing fitness to define me instead of knowing that I was created to be fit and my identity needed to come from the one who created me. See, the problem with placing your identity on something fleeting or changing is that your identity will also flee, fluctuate, and change along with it, which can lead to feelings of instability, insecurity, and even an identity crisis. We can see other examples when someone places their identity in a job, in a relationship, or in how much money they have in the bank. If they get fired from the job and the relationship, or go through a financial loss or crisis, now they are left depressed, not knowing what to do, and in some cases, even considering ending their lives or making other drastic decisions. But there is hope. When we know who we were created to be and have our identity rooted in something that never changes, these feelings and crisis in our identity will not take over us in the same way. Identity is one of the deepest human needs. It is the foundation of everything we do. It determines our purpose, what we're able to do, the gift we deliver to the world, the possibilities we create for ourselves, and even the limitations we place upon ourselves. Identity can be defined in different ways by the world, culture, and science, depending on the context and field. So I'm going to go share some common definitions of identity provided by the world, culture, and science. Identity can be defined as the characteristics, beliefs, values, and experiences that define who a person is and distinguishes them from others. It can also be a sense of self that individuals develop through interactions with others and broader social cultural contacts. It can also be the way individuals or groups perceive themselves or others based on factors such as race, ethnicity, gender, sexuality, religion, and nationality. It can also be the way in which individuals or groups position themselves in relation to others based on their social, cultural, and political affiliations and identities. The way in which individuals or groups express their identity can be through language, dress, behavior, and other cultural practices. Now, these definitions are not exhaustive, but it gives a sense of the different ways in which identity is conceptualized in the world. And knowing your identity does have benefits such as improved self-awareness, greater self-confidence, a stronger sense of purpose in life. It can lead to better mental health outcomes, including lower rates of anxiety and depression. And increase personal relationships and positive interactions with others. Now, these are some benefits that have been researched. However, you can see the big problem here because a lot of these definitions of what identity is, it's always interconnected or related to something else outside of who we really are and what we were created to do, because it doesn't consider the biblical foundation and the biblical principles of identity that God provides to us through scripture. And from my personal experience, which I will go back to my story, there are greater benefits to knowing one's identity spiritually than anything else. So, going back to my story, because fitness was part of the identity I formed for myself, my body was an idol. My identity was rooted in being fit and being a Zumba instructor, and even my success in my doctoral career and other external things. But I was like a whitewashed tomb. I may have looked great on the outside and like I had it all together, but I was a mess on the inside, suffering emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. In 2020, I lost all of these things that had been the foundation of my identity. And I had a mental breakdown because of it. I couldn't think, much less work. So there goes my career. Now, Zumba had stopped because of the pandemic, and I got very depressed after this mental health episode and put on over 30 pounds in just a couple of months. And what was I left with now? And this is the huge problem about rooting your identity in things that are temporary. In 2 Corinthians 4:18, it says, "As we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal." So my eyes being on all these transient things, the things of this world, the things that we see, once these things were gone, well, it's very understandable, what happened, but it goes deeper than that. And I'm going to continue to my story so I can get to the pinnacle of this episode's message. And so I shared part of this testimony a few times, but I'm going to share something that I have not shared before. So I didn't share what had happened to me the night of my hospitalization and during my hospitalization. And so for the first time, here I am sharing this very intimate part of my life. So it was October 2020, and I had not been resting well. I had a lot of stress in my life due to working multiple jobs, and I was working a lot because I had recently gone through an extended, long, disastrous divorce, and it had left me financially, emotionally, and spiritually depleted. I had two very small children. Literally babies. And thank God to my mother who left her home and my dad in Atlanta to come and help me. But it wasn't enough for me to be okay. So I didn't realize it at the time, but I was also doing things to escape my situation because I hadn't properly addressed this hurt, this break in my soul, this pain and trauma that had come as a result of my divorce and the events leading up through my divorce, through the process of divorcing, and all the shifting that happens when you go through a divorce. So I was now overcompensating with my physical appearance and trying to overperform at work and people please. Basically, I've just felt lost and was trying to regain a sense of purpose and validation from the external world. And just to note, the pandemic didn't help. It exacerbated everything. And instead of leaning into God, I was leaning into these other things. So one night, I couldn't sleep. I had a lot of anxiety, and I was having very intense negative thoughts going into the night. And I couldn't go to sleep no matter what I tried. And it got to the point that I felt so out of control. I felt on the verge of panic, and I knew that my mother was exhausted trying to help me. So after she went to bed and this struggle continued, I called 911 to take me to the hospital. So 911 came. Of course, I didn't tell my mother. She flipped out, when they knocked on the door, and I was like in my pajamas and went off because I felt at that time it was the only thing I could do. And I was asked a bunch of questions. I don't remember everything, but what I do remember was that there was a lot of weird spiritual things happening to me during that time. And as I was in the mental hospital, I continued to experience these weird things like hearing voices, paranoia. And I remember holding on to all of my personal documents and labs with me all the time. I didn't want to leave them anywhere. I even slept with them under my bed pillow. I was trying to make sense of everything. And one day I knelt down to pray by my bed with the stack of papers in front of me, and a page fell out from the stack of papers onto the floor. And when I picked up the paper to put it back, it had the name Jesus written on it in big letters. Now, I don't know if this was a vision, if this was really there, but I know what I experienced. And I heard a voice say to me at the moment that I read Jesus on that paper. And it said I had forgot the name of Jesus. I forgot who I was in Christ and all who God created me to be. And I'm getting emotional as I'm reading this, because it was such a powerful moment for me. See, the devil doesn't fight fair. He likes to strike at a moment of weakness. In 1 Peter 8:5, it says, the devil prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. And in my brokenness, this was an all-out attack against me, my family, my children, and our purpose. See, John 10:10 says, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And because I wasn't standing on my identity in Christ, this was an opportunity for the enemy to come in and create a stronghold in my life and strike. Knowing who you are stems from knowing whose you are. The creator of the universe, the one who created us all, the one who was and is to come. God himself created us in his likeness and image. We were created in him and for him. When humans were created, God said that we were good and he blessed us and he said that we were wonderfully made. We are God's treasured possession. We are chosen even before the foundation of the earth. Before we were born, God knew our name and formed us in our mother's womb. We have purpose and are important to God. We are masterpieces of the master creator, created for good works. And no matter how far we think we have gone or how bad we think we have messed up, this is never too much or too bad for God. He loves us unconditionally, he forgives us, and he redeems us. And these are truths that come out of the word of God. And at the time that I was going through my crisis, my identity was correlated to the amount of time I spent in the Word of God. because these are God's thoughts. This is God's will for us. This is his spirit word, his love letters to us. And in the situation that I was in, I wasn't healthy enough to absorb God's word, to rest in God, and I was spiritually depleted. And now I know that everything we see in the physical realm starts in the spirit. So this collapse in my mental health that happened in 2020, it didn't happen in that moment, but it happened before. And it started in the spiritual. And in time, it started to manifest in my physical behaviors. After I came out of the hospital, I started seeing the world in a darker lens. Things didn't get better, but they got worse. I had been put on medication that had all sorts of side effects like panic attacks and overall feeling of heaviness and depression. And this is when I started to eat to find relief and comfort. So I'm going to summarize this as best as I can because I want to explain how there is hope in whatever situation you are living and experiencing right now. So at the time, my depression got so bad, I was having suicidal thoughts. No one understood what I was going through. My family couldn't help, and I felt like a total failure. When I spoke to my kid's father, my ex-husband at the time, he knew something was wrong, and he asked, and I confessed what I was going through. Now, he was living out of the United States when he found out what was going on. And he took the next flight to come and help. Now I'm getting emotional again, and I'll keep going on because you'll understand why. And I was really hesitant to tell him and to accept his help because of all that had gone on between us. And I have to be honest, there was still some pride there. But I was so desperate, so hurting. And he was the only one who seemed to recognize the severity of my situation. And to make a long story short, God used this dark and desperate situation to work all things out for my good, which is the promise that God gives us in Romans 8:28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. So even if this thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, that same passage in John 10:10 says that Jesus has come to give us life abundantly. And it didn't happen overnight. It was not an easy process. And there is too much here that I will have to share at another point. But for the purpose of moving forward, I am now in a reconciled marriage, which is a miracle in itself. How often does that happen? It's so rare and it's so precious. And I am so thankful. And living now with my husband and my kids in a restored family, I could not imagine living in any other way, in any other situation. I am so thankful for this precious gift and this second opportunity to do marriage, to do parenting, and to have a whole family unit. And I am physically healthy. I am whole. I am fit in my spirit, soul, and body. And I am on fire for God. And this health and fitness and deliverance ministry was birthed through my healing process and what God has taught me, how he has loved on me, how he has healed me and delivered me. And I'm just so passionate about giving that gift that God gave to me and helping others and giving that gift to others. So you, my friend, can be free, can be fit, can be delivered, can be healthy, and can be whole and missing nothing and having God working all through your life in magnificent ways. And so I saw the love of Christ demonstrated in my then ex-husband's care for me as he helped me detox from that awful medication. He stayed watch over me through the nights as I was struggling with suicidal thoughts. I started seeking God and committed to reading through the Bible once every year. And through this process, God started speaking to me and walking me through a well-needed deep healing process and rest. So, for those of you listening, it is never too late for God to work a miracle in your life. It is never too late for a dead situation to come back alive. And it is never too late for you to be healed and to get healthy and experience true fitness God's way. Please hear me because God is speaking and saying that He cares for you, that He has a new vision for your life. You may not see it right now, but you are a child of God, precious in His eyes. Seek God and draw near to Him, and He will draw near to you. Hear what God is saying about you and believe it. Christ is the firm foundation that your identity needs to be built upon. God is eternal and never changes. Knowing who you are comes from knowing whose you are. And this is where you discover your true identity and can own it. The greatest benefit of knowing who you are and whose you are is that this identity will never change and will never be taken from you because God never changes. He is the same today as He was in the beginning and will be forever. When you know who you are, no one else can tell you anything different. We are seated with Christ in heavenly places. We are co-heirs with Christ and have been given spiritual authority to halt the plans and attacks of the enemy in our lives. You can war and fight back from a place of victory and prayer. You are confident, certain, effective, and efficient, and you are able to create goals and focus them to align them with your identity. And your health and fitness can greatly benefit from owning your identity in Christ. So now the key to receiving this abundant life that Jesus promised in John 10:10 is receiving Him into your life and receiving His word and truth into your heart. If you are ready to receive this identity and become spiritually transformed, renewed, and ready to be used by God to get fit, spirit, soul, and body, and fulfill your God-given purpose, repeat after me. Father God, I thank you for loving me and giving me an identity, creating me with a greater purpose, and loving me unconditionally. I remove myself from my past and all the things that I said and thought that I was. I release all the things that I created to define me and all of the things that I thought defined me. And I receive you and all that you say that I am, all that your word says that I am. I recognize you, Jesus, as God, as my Lord and Savior. Transform my life, spirit, soul, and body, and make me new. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Thank you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I also want you to say an additional prayer along with me, especially for those of you that may be under spiritual attack or going through mental torment or need to be released from some form of bondage. Father God, I am lifting up every person right now who's listening to this prayer. You know their specific need and what they're going through right now. And I ask that your mighty hand come upon them and their personal situations. I am interceding on their behalf and asking for your divine assistance in their lives. I call upon the name of Jesus, which is the name above all names, name above all rule, power, and authority. May your will, Father God, be done in their lives. And I plead the blood of Jesus over each and every person, each and every situation, each and every family member. May your heavenly angels be sent forth into their situations. May all plans and attacks of Satan and his demons be halted right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. May all agents of Satan be bound and removed from their lives and circumstances right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare and release anything binding them into demonic cycles and addictions. Depression come off right now. Anxiety come off right now. Mental torment cease right now. Demonic cycles and addictions stop right now in the name of Jesus. Any lying mouth of the enemy be shut right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I ask, Lord, that the scales blinding us from the truth come off our eyes, that eyes be open to see the truth and let them see themselves through your eyes, Lord. May our ears be open to hear your truth and all you have to say about who we are. Allow their faith to grow. May they have encounters with the living God. Touch them, O God. Come upon them, O God. Break every yoke. Heal hurting hearts right now. Comfort troubled hearts with your love. I declare freedom in the name of Jesus. There's no more identity crisis, but peace and perfect love. Touch them, O God. Embrace them with your perfect love. May they experience your tangible presence. May today be the first day of the best days. You are able, God, to do exceedingly abundantly above what we ask or think. I thank you, God, for your faithfulness. You are faithful even when we are not. Help us to be faithful to you, Lord. Give us instructions. Put obedience in our hearts, Lord. Let us know what it is that you desire from us in this season. Help us to walk in our God-given identity. Help us to walk in love and authority and power. Confirm your will in our lives in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Jesus, because I know that many testimonies are going to come as a result of these prayers that were lifted up to your heavenly domain. May you be glorified in all that we are and all that we do, including our health and fitness. Amen. If you would like additional prayer or have questions, please go ahead and send me a private message and we can schedule some one-on-one time. You can reach me in the private Facebook group, I Am Fit and Free. I also want to hear your testimonies. And last, I also have a workshop on identity that I will link in the show notes if you want to do some more work in this area. And remember, this is not the end of your story, only the beginning. I look forward to hearing from you and seeing you fit, spirit, soul, and body. Until the next one. If you have been blessed by this podcast, please provide a rating and a comment and take advantage of the additional free resources such as the I Am Fit and Free Facebook group. It's private and it's amazing. Also, the I Am Fit and Free website. I would also love to keep you close. So come check out my YouTube channel, Instagram, TikTok, and I also have a link tree that just keeps all these things together.